This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
They say the world awaits the next royal baby. And I was thinking, I ain't having any more children. Y'all better quit waiting. Shoot. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. All my children's is royal. All four of my sons are royal. I'm happy with all of them all the time, but they're all royal. They're royal to me. And I know there's never been hoopla. There's never been an article written, you know, about, ooh, Kevin just had another boy. But they're royal. They're just as royal as those British kids that everybody calls royal. I'm sorry. I don't care about the Queen of England, the King, Prince Harry, Prince What's-His-Face, Prince Charles. I don't care about any. They look like a bunch, no offense, but they look like a bunch of spoiled rich kids. All of them. Because, by the way, that is what they are. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. How do you feel when the world awaits the next royal baby? I don't await Meghan Markle's baby. When is Beyonce pregnant again? You know, all these royal kids, what makes them royal? Because their parents are wealthy, their parents can make melodic tunes come out of their mouths, or they can act very well. We're supposed to rejoice in this. We study the kids of these people as if these are the kids you should be studying. You know the kids you should be studying? That kid that participates with his scout troop. And he goes and helps, a community or something like that. Ordinary kids. By the way, that's what all children are. They're ordinary. All of them. It's like a comedian friend of mine. He said, man, a three-year-old on the planet, I can't beat the crap out of. They're pretty ordinary. Oh, man. This cracks me up. The world awaits. In every newspaper, you know, is Meghan Markle having a baby? Is Prince Harry, he delayed his trip to the Netherlands because he's going to have a baby. Who cares? Who cares? When she got pregnant, she's pregnant. Woo-hoo! You know, and guess what? There is a big contingency out there who cares. Those are the people that say global warming's going to impact us. And you know what they care about? They care about the birth of a kid. It has nothing to do with their lives. It doesn't improve their lives. It doesn't enhance their lives. There are 50,000 babies born within a 100-mile radius of them, but the one that they care about is the one that's over in Britain. Yeah. 844-551-8255. The royals have had a baby. There's more stuff done on the British royals than I would venture to tell you than all the other royal families combined. I was in Vegas once. I've been there many times, but I'm saying this one time I was there, and there was this cocky white guy I was gambling with, and he had four spots on the table, and I go to play one. I ask him, hey, do you want me to wait? And he looked at me like, what? And I was like, do you want me to wait? It was a courtesy. And, I mean, he's a very cocky dude. And he goes, no. And he's playing $5,000 a hand. On four hands, okay? I'm playing $100. So anyway, do you want me to wait? He grunted at me. And then across from, right next to him on his left, he's in the middle, I'm on the right, and this girl, who's very well dressed, she's not overly pretty, but she's very well dressed, and she has an elegance to her. And so she's sitting there, and she's playing $25. We're at a $25 table, and this guy's playing four hands at $5,000 a hand, $20,000 in play. And the dealer's dealing cards, and this guy gets a 14, the dealer's got a 17, and the guy stays. The guy gets two face cards, two queens, and he splits them. At the most crazy times. So, long story short, this guy... He, at one point, all of his hands were splits. He had split four hands, so he's got $5,000. He split them all, so now he's got $10,000 per hand, $40,000 there. Then on one of the hands, he split aces, and this is when you could do aces. One of the hands, he gets multiple aces. Like he's got three aces. I think that's the most he could have. So that hand ends up being a triple. And then on a couple of the splits, there were double down opportunities, so he doubled down. So in play, this guy's probably got $80,000 on a single hand. And this probably happened, no exaggeration, probably happened four times. So he's winning with the craziest play because he wouldn't know what to do. He'd go, he'd say to the dealer, what would you do? And the dealer would go, he can't tell him. The dealer goes, the book says stay. And the guy would do the opposite. I'm not lying. So he wins easily $1 million in about an hour. We played for an hour. And I'm playing well, but it was funny because he won a couple of hands, and the girl goes, oh, remember that $50,000 that I gave you the other day? And he just grabs his chips, and he'd go, and he'd move them over to her like, oh, yeah, and he'd move them over there. So long story short, they say, let us call you up, because he's like, we need to go. We want to go over to some other place. And he says, can we take there's a tram to get you there. And the pit boss comes over and goes, why would you take a tram? He goes, let me get you a limo. Guy goes, no, it's no big deal. Just give me a tram. And so the pit boss is like, well, okay. So then the guy thought about it for about 30 seconds, and he goes, okay, give me a limo. So they get him a limo, and the girl and he, they're together, but she's only betting $25. He's betting that money I was just describing. So they leave. I'm talking to the dealer, and I go, have you seen me? That is the craziest thing. I go, this guy could not gamble to save his life, yet he wins about $1 million. And because the pit boss goes, let me call you up. And he's like, no, it's all right. Because they had chips I had never seen. I mean, you know, they got the 1,000 and the 5,000 chips, $5,000 chips. They had to go get bigger chips, bigger, you know, quantity chips. So anyway, they get him these chips. And I'm going to have to finish this story if I don't hurry up. So they get the chips. He leaves. And turns out she's a Malaysian princess. She's the one with the money, not him. The pit boss goes, yeah, you probably didn't know it, but you probably didn't recognize it. But this girl was a Malaysian princess. And she goes, she was the one that had bankrolled him to get to that point. I said, I'm thinking it's daddy's money. He goes, no, it's her daddy's money. Anyway, just thought I'd share that story with you guys. We got a lot to talk about this hour. Arming teachers in Florida? What? Don't say it's going to happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The building was leveled. Explosion had happened Saturday in Chicago. I didn't even bother to cover it on Monday. We were busy with other stuff. But I'll be honest with you, when I saw it, it came across my desk on Saturday. I was like, man, that's a big explosion. And I'd be lying if I didn't say, was it an act of terror? I mean, these things happen. It happened at a silicon plant. And, you know, you tweak the wrong nozzle or move the wrong thing and boom. But I'm just saying, we live in a time where when you hear explosion, you better at least think terror to a degree. It's in Chicago. I don't know what's happening. Speaking of which, I still want to know what's going on with Notre Dame. It's been, what, another week? Since we gave our last update, I'd like to know what's going on with Notre Dame, Our Lady, see if they're any closer. The reason why I always get suspicious is we're not hearing anything. That was a big deal. But we're not hearing anything. What else happened in the news just recently? Oh, a plane skidded off the runway. I don't know whether, and one landed in the water in Florida. What is up with our aviation? Is this that Boeing jet? What is it, the 737-300 or not 800? I don't know which one. The one that was grounded? What's going on with that jet? Did they unground it and we didn't hear about it? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Just wondering. This is a lot of strange stuff going on here. As far as the Chicago explosion goes, I don't know how many people are killed, but they said they could feel it, you could feel it miles away. I saw the pictures of the building. It is demolished. And they said friends from 10 miles away said they could hear it. And, I mean, who knows, right? We'll figure it out. But I do. I'm always curious to circle back on this stuff and find out what's going on. Maybe we'll see. As far as the plane skidding off the runway, that's nothing in comparison to the one that landed. I think it landed in the water in Florida. Wow. How about that? It's pretty strange. Here's a story that I find very interesting. At a college somewhere, they said a George Washington mural traumatizes students. These are not, look, by the time you get to school, I'm talking about first grade, you're 6 years old, give or take. And if the picture of people on a wall traumatize you, you haven't been, you know, my grandmother would say, you ain't got no house training. How would a picture, but let's say that it did. What age, let me just ask you guys, what age would you stop being traumatized by seeing pictures of people? When I was a kid, you'd see a picture of people on a billboard, maybe a mural, but it isn't like today where, you know, there's so much social media and so much media around you, billboards and all the flash and everything. As a kid, by the time you're 3 years old, you know, other than stranger danger, you're pretty much like, okay, I seen that white man. I seen him. I seen that black man right there. I know who he is. Whatever. But by the time you're in college, should you still be getting traumatized by pictures of the founding fathers and pictures of old white men in wigs and people like George Washington? Should you still? And by the way, just out of curiosity, why would George Washington trigger you? Where are we at in society when college age kids go, I'm so traumatized. I saw a picture of George Washington. I can't take my test. I can't take my test. See, I'm beginning to believe, and I think I'm right, that these are people that are just doing this because they know they can get away with it. They've been able to do it for so long, and nobody said a word, that people just go, well, let them do it. What the heck, you know? So what? When Michael Brown, when the announcement was made that that they weren't going to prosecute Darren Wilson, I think it was Columbia that said that their black students, look, you don't need to take your final. Or maybe it was when he got shot or so. I don't know. But it was something around that event. Yet they said to the black students, it's optional if you want to take your final. And I'm thinking to myself, I would have been insulted. But I'm thinking back in the day when black folks had gotten out of slavery and were fighting to get educated, and you could get to a school like Columbia, and then suddenly they go, well, you don't have to take your test because of, you know, blah, blah, blah. Would you do it? I'm thinking to myself, the black folks that I studied are the type of people that would have said, you keep your advantage. I don't need it. I'll do this on my own. And if someone had been killed, particularly a thug, they would say, you know, no, don't offend me with such an offer. But I bet you there were many, many of these black kids that took that offer. And I'm floored by most of this. And I don't blame if you're a kid in school, I mean, I would never have done it. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if your kids would do it. I don't know if you would have done it. My suspicion is no, that we all are in accord here. But there is no way you could say to me, Kevin, this happened with Michael Brown Jr., and you cannot take it. I would say, what does that have to do with me? What is Michael Brown Jr.'s position? What does anything that this guy did have to do with the future, my future, and me taking the exam or not taking it? Are you giving the same, you know, thing to white kids, to Hispanic kids, or anybody else? Because if you're not, I want no part of it. Well, it's an intentional dumbing down of minority students, and they've been successful. And that's why we focus on this this initiative that we started. We focus on seeking educational excellence by telling young black kids, look, They're running game on you. Don't allow it to happen. They're running game on you. That's what's going on. So anyway, I'm just looking at some of this stuff. Here's what I do want to get into. Maybe we should. Oh, you know what? One other quick point. I don't know if you guys saw this story. There was a church burning. And it turns out it was in Jackson, Mississippi. A member of the, it says a member of an African-American church in Mississippi, a black church, admitted setting the church on fire, but never took responsibility for the words "Vote Trump" that were spray painted on the outside of the building the night of the blaze. So I don't know whether this story is so funny to me in so many ways, because it's going, you think, is he afraid to admit that he wants to vote Trump? Or is he, because he certainly has no problem saying, yeah, I set the church on fire. But to vote Trump? Uh-uh. Don't you try to hang that on me. And the story caught me as funny for that reason. But going back to the Louisiana church burnings, which a sheriff's kid admitted to doing it and the sheriff turned it in. Congratulations, you know, crime solved. In this case, as it was with some of the Muslim mosques, it was a member of the church who did it. And who knows why? Maybe the pastor was sleeping with his wife or his girlfriend. You never know. We're not going to get the rest of the story, but we are going to hear of just how bad it is. These churches, they burn all these churches. Richardson, they said, so his name was Andrew McClinton. He gave investigators varying accounts when he admitted setting the fire. It was Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church in Greenville. He says, they were involved in illicit activities at the church and set fires to prevent the congregants from meeting the next day to discuss the activities. Another leftist scam artist using the church.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. officials are blaming China for backtracking on commitments in trade negotiations. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told reporters that the change happened within the last week and called it unacceptable. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune talks about what needs to happen next.
I think the president realizes that to get this deal done, to get China to end some of the trade abuses that have been occurring, they've got to take a hard line, and that's what he's doing.
All this talk of a U.S.-China trade war has sent stocks sliding. Currently, the Dow is down over 500 points. Folks in Iowa affected by the flooding who are wondering where their disaster aid is got an update from Republican Senator Charles Grassley.
If you qualify, you qualify. If there's money in the disaster relief funds, then that money continues to flow.
Currently, people in 55 counties in Iowa are eligible for federal aid. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It is a bit ironic that Maximum Security, the horse that technically won the Kentucky Derby, actually lost, and President Trump called the Derby a farce this year for essentially that reason. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Maximum Security. You can't even get a win for Maximum Security. What else is happening in the world? Maximum Security. If anybody needed Maximum Security, it was President Trump, because they were bugging his office, putting spies in his campaign, creating fake dossiers, etc. And Maximum Security loses. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hey, we got great news, folks. I mean, what a news week. I know, look, they're going to try to demoralize you. But what a news week for the Pat. Happy New Year. Have I said that so far this month? Cinco de Mayo's passed. You probably, hopefully you had a good weekend. You know, because we have to have a day where we celebrate the Mexicans. Yeah. Okay, so what? The French came back and kicked their butts. Who cares? It's Cinco de Mayo. Well, not, maybe it wasn't the French. Who beat them? Who came back later and beat them after they won? I think it was the French. Check my history. Anyway, do you have a margarita? Look, let me just put it to you this way. I don't know how your weekend was. I don't know whether you had your money on Maximum Security and then you found out, uh-oh. Or maybe you were even better off and that long shot came in for you. But here's who won't have a long shot coming in for him. It's the Democrats. Because you, conservatives, people who voted Donald Trump into office and proved the naysayers wrong, you have nothing but great news. I know the left doesn't want you to believe it, but you are feasting right now. Where do I begin? So let's start here. We touched on it a while back, but you've got the U.S. jobs market humming along, 263,000 new hires. Unemployment fell to 3.6%. Beat Wall Street expectations of 190,000 jobs. For those of you doing the math, that's 73,000 more jobs than they believe. See, if you missed it by 2,000-3,000, I'd get it. 190,000 we projected. Oh, it came in at 188, or it came in at 193. No, it came in at 263,000. Now, here's the deal. Not even a big deal anymore in this economy. Donald Trump creates job after job after job. At this point in Barack Obama's presidency, he had lost millions of jobs. Hourly earnings held, the growth held at 3.2%. In other words, your salaries are going up. And on top of your salaries going up, you have more money back in your taxes. The monthly gain, they said, was 0.2%. Bringing the average. This means the average person's salary went up $27.77. The average work week dropped by 0.1 hours. So in other words, you're working less, getting more, your salary is going up, you got more taxes less taxes taken out of your paycheck, you're feasting. Unemployment hasn't been this low since December of 1969 when it hit 3.5%. And let me tell you something, folks, it'll probably get there. Why not? In a time of breaking records, do we even keep up with the number of times the Dow has broken a record under Trump? Just curious. Yeah, lots going on. You have lots of reason to be celebrating right now. Here's another thing. I don't know if you heard about this. Michael Cohen, the president's disgraced lawyer, the lawyer who actually taped his client and tried to leverage those tapes because he got himself caught in a perjury trap that he didn't even need to get caught in. That Michael Cohen is on his way to prison. I think he went yesterday. They don't call it the pokey for nothing. I'll put it to you that way. See, in prison, there are pokers and there are pokies. I'm going to ask you, which do you think Cohen's going to be? He's going to struggle there. He's going to do everything he can to get out. Please, Donald Trump, give me a pee. Please pardon me. Please pardon me, Mr. President. So we've got that going on. Lots happening. Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know what? Here's one that the left is really going to hate. They're going to hate this because ICE is going to do 90-minute DNA test at the border. Did you get this story? Yeah, this is what's called comprehensive immigration reform. When Donald Trump said, look, I see another problem we have. We have these people using children. They recycle these kids. They take them, get them across with one family, send them back across the border, bring them back over with another family. And you know, the Democrats do, oh, the poor babies are being separated from their parents. Yeah, they are. By coyotes. The coyotes are the ones doing it. To listen to the Democrats, you think that having open borders is great, especially in one of the most highly drug trafficked areas in the world. In the world. See, most places when you're going to traffic drugs, you have to have an economy that can accept them. We have it all. We have a robust economy, and we have people with an appetite for drugs. We have people with a lot of free time for drugs. We have a lot of Democrats who have lost their minds, so they need the drugs. And so you have to have all these things come together. And that's what's happened in America. So Democrats like this porous border because it'll feed their drug problem. It'll cure all their ills. Yeah, it cures their ills because leftists have nothing but problems. I don't care how great their lives are. They have nothing but problems. They will find something to bellyache about. That's the difference between us and them. Usually, life's going to deal you some blows, right? But you just figure it out. That's what we do. That is not only the human spirit, but it is certainly the American spirit. It doesn't matter what. Oh, we got to cross the frontier and there's no roads and bridges. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. And we do. That's the difference between us and them. Not for the left. The left, I'm a well-paid actor making, you know, $1 million an episode or whatever on a black show called Empire, and I'm on a fame getting beat up so I can get a little more money, so I can get a little more notoriety, so I can get a little more whatever it is that they seek. Oh, I'll put it in Jussie Smollett terms, but you can put it in any other terms. Put it in Hillary Clinton terms. Hillary Clinton was willing to sell this country out to get to become president. She took everything she couldn't be more disgraced by her husband. She couldn't be more disgraced with the role that she took with Obama. She was disgraced. She was a failure at every level. And you know what she did? I want to be president so bad. She sold her soul. She sold out. It was pay for play. At some point, Hillary decided, you know what? I don't have enough. And it was funny, the left who want to connect Trump to Russia, I guess there's not enough of a clue when the Russians gave her $145 million. I guess it's not enough of a clue that they gave her campaign manager and his company, the Podesta brothers, $20 million. It isn't enough of a clue that they gave her husband $500,000 to speak right before they gave her the Clinton Foundation, the racketeering organization, $145 million. I know. Kevin, those aren't breadcrumbs. Those are not connective dots. That's just coincidence. got Barack Obama talking to Medvedev about, well, when I get reelected, we'll see what we can do. But no, there's no connection there. Uranium One, the Clintons, it had Mueller over a deal to sell 20% of our uranium to the Russians, but there are no clues there. I guess there's not enough smoke, not enough buzzards circling. I know, there's only 10 buzzards circling, so maybe they're just looking for a vacation spot. Anyway, ICE is going to do DNA tests at the border. Starts this week. Test on immigrants in custody who claim to be related. So see, that's jumping on a problem. That's saying, you know what? If you believe we're separating parents from their kids, guess what we're going to do, Democrats? We're going to prove to you that we're not separating parents from their kids. We're separating parents. We're separating people from kids that they have no responsibility for. People who are scamming to get into this country. People that you want to get into this country that are bringing scabies and all these other things in. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a I'm going to talk about this in a little bit more detail, because I've talked about the different diseases that are now coming back into America. Things we haven't heard of in a long time. This week, I'm going to cover some more of that, because I'm telling you, it is a direct result of the immigration policies of the leftists. Direct result. ICE told the Examiner it's got 29 verified fake families, each with an unrelated child and adult. This is since April 18th. 45 cases were referred for prosecution for fraud, and the U.S. attorney has accepted 33 of those so far. So that's a president, that's an administration that's saying, we're going to clamp down on this. And I know it's moving slow. I know it is. I know people want this stuff to happen a lot faster. And at some point it will. But for right now, this is where we are. And it is a necessary first step, because what it does is it proves that these leftists are lying. It proves it. Liars. So lots more going on. Here's what I want to cover in a minute. Mueller is due to testify. You guys heard about this, right? Robert Mueller. Bad news for the Democrats. Bad move for the Democrats. And Trump's baiting him when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Maxine Waters, chair of the House Financial Services Committee. This is not the purview of your specific committee, but you obviously have strong feelings about both the Department of Justice, how it's conducted itself, this president, Mr. Barr. Your reaction to the news that Mr. Mueller objected in writing to the characterization, called Mr. Barr and asked him to release those summaries, and none of that was done.
Well, first of all, I am so pleased that our special counsel, Mr. Mueller, not only wrote a letter to Mr. Barr, but he got on the telephone and he absolutely said to him that what he had done did not capture the context or the substance or the nature of his work. And so now that it has been revealed, it helps the American people to know that this administration and all of those who are lined up with the president trying to protect him have obstructed not only justice, but obstructed Congress of the United States of America. This is typical of what is going on with this president.
Well, let's see how Maxine Waters feels about Mr. Barr, our special counsel. Let's see how she feels about him when he testifies. I ask myself, Is it a ploy by Donald Trump? Because he's saying, I don't want Mueller to testify. He tweeted this. He said he should not testify before Congress. Here's the actual tweet. Bob Mueller should not testify. No redos for the Dems. Then he tweeted this. After spending more than $35 million over a two-year period interviewing 500 people using 18 Trump-hating angry Democrats and 49 FBI agents, 49, all culminating in more than a 400-page report showing no collusion, why would Democrats in Congress now need Mueller to testify? But here's the thing. I think he's setting them up. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJ Radio. com 844-551-8255. So why am I thinking that he's setting him up? Because Donald Trump knows. See, here's the deal. You say what you don't want. He's saying, I don't want him to testify, but Trump does want him to testify. See, that's a Democrat tactic. You're a racist. They're the racists. You know, you're homophobic. They're the homophobes. Whatever. They tell you who they are. Barack Obama called Donald Trump a con man. And I said, this is, you know, I don't know, months ago. Maybe it was in 2016. He called him a con man. And I said, you know, Barack Obama just told you exactly who he is. That's what the Democrats do. They tell you who they are by what they call you. And so I think Trump knows how to take a page out of their playbook. So he says, Robert Mueller shouldn't testify. No, don't let him. It's a farce. And then he testifies, and let me tell you something. Robert Mueller, there is no way for him to testify and look good for the Democrats. What's he going to say? What can they possibly, Mr. Mueller, are you sure there was no collusion? Yeah. Are you, what about this obstruction of justice?
Well, as I put in my report, there was potential for obstruction, but we couldn't really come to a conclusion.
And then wait till the Republicans go. So what you're saying, Mr. Mueller, is that there was no obstruction because it was a farce investigation to begin with. How do you charge somebody for protecting themselves, for standing up for their rights? That's number one. And number two, I would love to watch Jim Jordan or somebody say to Robert Mueller, listen, why'd you stack the deck with so many anti-Trump people? Why didn't you fire some of these people sooner? How did you rationalize this? Why didn't the investigation turn on the Clintons and the people involved with that? How do you not pivot and see this? When did you finally determine that the Steele dossier was a bunch of nonsense? And on and on and on. Let me tell you, this cannot go well for the Democrats. And Trump said this, are they looking for a redo because they hated seeing the strong no collusion conclusion? That's pretty funny. Oh, man. I'm telling you, Trump doesn't care if Mueller testifies. Mueller has exonerated him. The only thing Mueller can do is open up a can of worms for the other side. The Trump side of this is over. You heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And here's the other thing. Attorney General William Barr told Congress, I don't have any problem with Mueller testifying. Go for it. Now, Barr testified. Here's what's funny. You can see their game. It is so fun to watch. So Barr testifies. It gets testy because they're like, the Mueller report did not agree with what you said. and I covered this the other day, but there were a couple of lefty, big lefty journalists. I forget the one guy's name. But anyway, he writes for Politico or somebody. And he says, he's saying to his own leftists, when are you going to stop this? He goes, you people are making the Democrats look desperate and bad. This is he joined another person, another leftist, this guy wrote for The Intercept. He joined in and said, exactly right. The Mueller report exonerated Trump. You couldn't have put a better anti-Trump, I hate Trump team together than the hand-picked Robert Mueller, James Comey's big bro, and Comey the fixer, Rod Rosenstein, all of them in cahoots, from McCabe to Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and all of them, 49 different FBI agents involved, and interviewing 500 people who were determined to get Trump in trouble, and nothing happened. So if you're a Democrat and you want to relitigate that, if you think something's going to happen there, it is a trap. For you bonehead zombie leftists that do listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I know you do, you're out there. You're out there in droves. You probably have parties while this show is on, because I know you order pizza and you want to go, ooh, let's listen to Kevin's show and make fun of him. And then you find out that you guys are mental midgets, not even Guatemalans. Anyway, you people that listen to the show and try to poke holes in it, let me tell you something. You are in bad. You are in for the worst thing of your life. I'm not even an attorney.
But I do sleep with one.
Anyway, I will tell you this. You are in big trouble. And for my conservative friends out there that are always panicking, I don't get you guys. I can give you mountains of information and tell you all the things. What have we talked about? Okay, I didn't talk about it today, but the Clinton tour is talk about breathing on life support. The Clinton tour is dead. And Hillary Clinton made the comment the other day that she lives rent-free in Donald Trump's head. And I'm thinking, well, I hope it's rent-free, because you can't sell tickets to that rapist and enabler tour. It better be rent-free. Hillary Clinton and the Clintons are destroyed. Barack Obama can't get anybody to pay serious attention to him. He's living on muscle memory for a while, and that's going to go away. Yeah, they renamed a street in L.A. for him. Did you guys see? They renamed a street in L.A. that's got park. Melissa was telling me it goes into Crenshaw. It goes into Compton. Let me tell you, any street named after Barack Obama is just going to replace MLK as being the most deadly street in the country. And as far as I'm concerned, make all the MLKs Barack Obama and just do the world a favor, because that's more fitting. MLK was a nonviolent, you know, he was for giving black people a fair share, treating us with respect as human beings, and move on. Don't name those streets for him. Name those streets for Barack Obama. One of them, it was in L.A., and it's called Rodeo Drive. It looks like Rodeo, so I know white people were having a fit. White California, white liberals in California, they're going to name Rodeo Drive. No, it's Rodeo Drive. It's in Compton. Oh, okay, no problem. You know, they were freaking out. Gonna rename what? They're not going to rename Rodeo for Barack Obama. Please tell me that's not going to happen, Buffy. No, Henry. That's in L.A. It's in Watts. Man, Democrats, God, you are in such trouble. I want to just look. Here's what leftists don't do. They don't look at things to the end. They don't go to the end. You know what I'm saying? They don't look at things and go, well, if we do this, what will be the final outcome? They're like, you know, the robber that goes, okay, I'm going to go in and go rob the liquor store because I need to buy myself some cigs, and I'll steal some cigarettes while I'm there. And then nobody goes, man, look, just out of curiosity, you might get $300 or $400 and get you some cigs, but what happens if you get caught? Is it really going to be worth 5 years or 10 years to do that? Leftists don't think like that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.